Welcome to Cross That Bridge, part of the No Fear Zone Personal Empowerment Series at thenofearzone.com. This program is copyright 2010 by Brian Toter and Wizard Marketing Corporation, all rights reserved worldwide. This is Brian Toter, professional certified hypnotist. Realize that hypnosis is 100% safe and you cannot and will not do anything against your will. If at any time you wish to come out of hypnosis, just open your eyes. It's just that simple, as you cannot get stuck in a hypnotic trance. This recording is for educational purposes only. It is not meant to dispense any medical or psychological information or advice. On this program, we are going to do hypnosis or autogenic training to help you remove the fear and panic of driving over bridges. Realize that you will still need a bit of trepidation while driving on a bridge, as you still want to remain a defensive driver and not become too overly confident. The fear of driving over bridges is a very common one. Listen to this program at least once a day for a week or more. You will find that this program will help you recondition your thinking so that you can drive over bridges more easily and comfortably than before. While listening to this program, you should be in a safe and comfortable position without distractions. You should not drive or operate machinery while listening to this program. Do not listen to this program in the car. Realize that you can listen to this program at any time that you are in a safe and comfortable position. And I would suggest using headphones to listen to this program. Let's begin. Now, lie down, and I want you to look at a spot on the wall or ceiling, and keep your eyes fixed on that spot. I'm going to begin counting, and I want you to open and close your eyes with each count. Each time you open your eyes, keep them fixed closely on that spot. I will count from 20 to 1. You will find that each time you close your eyes, they will want to remain closed. Each time you open them, it will be more difficult to do so. More difficult than the last time. Much more difficult. By the time I reach one or before, your eyes will be so heavy that they will stay closed and you will go deeply asleep. Counting now. 20. Your eyes are open, now closed. 19. Open, and now closed. 18. Open, and closed. Your eyes are becoming very tired now, heavier with each closing. 17. Open, closed, so heavy. 16. Open and closed, so hard to open your eyes. 15. So drowsy and sleepy that your eyes just don't want to open. 14. Open and closed. Just don't try to open them anymore. As you take a deep breath in and go deeply asleep into relaxation now. Now, you know what a blank TV screen looks like, don't you? What a DVD recorder looks like. And you can get a sense of where in your special place in your mind such a TV screen can be, perhaps magically floating somewhere or resting in the air. And when you've noticed that, just get a sense of the shininess of the screen. That's it. And the strange way it seems to comfort you even more to a greater level of calm rest. Now you've heard the expression out-of-body experience, haven't you? And on the count of three, I'd just like you to dream, like get a sense of drifting out of yourself to one side so that you'll be able to see yourself from the side over there watching the TV screen. That's it. One, two, and three, drifting out of yourself and settling gently to one side so that you can see yourself over there in your special place watching the TV screen. You over there can be watching the TV screen to the side. That's good. And now, I'd like you to really notice just what it is that lets the you here know the you over there in front of the TV screen is so relaxed. Now, the you over there watching the TV screen can watch the old out-of-date video of the past you going over the bridge. In incredible fast forward while relaxing so deeply. So that when you intuitively know that the you over there has relaxed deeply while watching in tremendous fast forward that old video, that memory of being on a bridge, that time, then you can rest even deeper and deeper. That's it. And after any time, there is always a time afterwards where everything returns back to normal again. Eventually, you would have driven off that bridge and everything would have calmed down again. And on the count of three, just let yourself drift into the end of that old memory when everything has calmed down again. Part of that time, after that time, when everything is finished, and it was okay. That's it. And one, and two, and three. That's it. Having a sense of the time just after that time, when everything had calmed back to normal again. Drifting back in time to a sense of that time. That's it. Now, you know when to rewind a video. You can watch the actors going backwards very quickly, appearing to experience time backwards. Well, it would be strange to experience going backwards through that memory, rewinding back through that very rapidly. And on the count of three, and one, two, and three, going very rapidly back through time, flickering backwards, experiencing the seconds and the minutes incredibly quickly, experiencing time in reverse, everything fleetingly going backwards, seeing everything, but backwards, very, very quickly now. That's it. To way before anything happened at all that day, backwards to before you even approached the bridge in the first place, flickering backwards through time in your mind, going backward through the experience, to before anything at all happened. That's it. And when you've done that, just drifting out now, back into your special, deeply calming and relaxing place in front of that TV screen. Now you're going to notice what it's like because you have remote control to get a sense of pressing fast forward and watching that old out-of-date time on that screen in incredible fast forward as you continue to relax deeper and deeper while you watch. That's it. And one, two, and three, watching that time very quickly as you relax so calmly from the outside, watching the whole time in such fast forward. The whole thing in just a matter of seconds, like watching it calmly with complete detachment. That's it. Do that now. That's it. Like watching from a far distance in time and space, and now just drifting into the end of the memory again, beyond the TV screen, when everything has calmed down again. That's it. And this time rewinding back through the memory even faster, and on the count of three, one, two, and three, going very rapidly back through that time, flickering backwards, experiencing the minutes and the seconds backwards, seeing everything backwards, very, very quickly now. That's it, to way before anything at all. Anything at all occurred that day, very, very quickly. Now is the time. That's it. And when you've done that, just drifting out now, back to your special, deeply calming and relaxed place in front of that TV screen, and this time, watching that out-of-date memory from the outside with even deeper relaxation and calm, getting a sense of pressing fast-forward again, and just watch that old out-of-date time on that screen in incredible fast-forward as you continue to relax deeper and deeper. That's it. One, two, and three, watching that time very, very quickly as you relax so calmly from the outside, watching the whole time in such fast forward the whole thing in just a matter of seconds. And notice how relaxed you can feel watching that from the outside. Good. And for the last time with this particular memory, that's it, the quickest of all this time. This time just drifting to a sense of after that time and rewinding back through the memory even quicker. That's it. And on the count of three, one, two, and three, going very rapidly back through that time, flickering backward, experiencing the seconds and minutes flashing by very calmly and flowingly, seeing everything go backwards very, very quickly, flickering backwards in time. That's it. To way before anything happened that day, flickering backwards through time. That's it. So calm and relaxed. That's good. And when you've done that, just drifting out now, back into your special, deeply calming and relaxing place in front of that TV screen, and this time, watching that out-of-date memory from the outside with even more relaxation and calm. Now, this time, as you watch that old memory on the TV screen, I want you to notice something reassuring about that time that you never noticed before. That's it. Just watching that time and fast forward, one, two, and three. Now, you can allow that screen to go blank along with that memory, and find that you can relax deeply with that memory now. That's it. You can feel very relaxed now. Just to recall that strange, curious, and comforting fact. That's it. Now, notice what it feels like to watch that TV screen again at that time. How it could have been had you been calm and relaxed in that situation. Just watching a video of that memory. How it could have been had you been there just relaxed and calm, straightforward, and clear-headed in that time. That's it. Just watch that time, how it could have been. Because when you're different, the whole situation is different. And just watch that time now. And this could be a real pleasure to watch. Seeing yourself in that situation, looking so calm and relaxed, like watching a video of yourself. Now, just drift into that screen and notice the reality of relaxing driving across that bridge, which in a strange and calming way represents all other bridges. So do that now. Just drifting into the screen and start to finish. Notice what it's like to be driving across that bridge, feeling so relaxed and calm and focused, sort of in the situation but more valid at the same time. That's it. Now, you can drift out of that again and just watch snippets of yourself in all kinds of future times, just calmly driving across bridges, looking so relaxed and matter-of-fact. That's it. Just watching that now on the screen. It's a real joy to watch. That's good. And now, just drift into different times from the future, noticing you driving to the bridge. That's it. And calmly driving onto and across it, and then driving away from the bridge at the other side. Notice all of that now. So calmly, from the start of that relaxed experience to when you've done it. Good. And now you can just drift out of these future relaxing times. That's it. Now, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. If you're listening to this program in the daytime, at the count of 5, you will open your eyes feeling refreshed, alert, energetic, and fully aware of your environment. You will feel wonderful. If you're listening at bedtime, you may choose to drift into a pleasant, sound, deep, comfortable, natural sleep. The decision to awaken or enter into a comfortable sleep is yours. As I count, 1, coming up now, feeling good. 2, becoming more alert, beginning to feel the energy increasing throughout your entire body. 3, feeling refreshed, feeling wonderful. 4, you're wide awake. You return to full awareness. 5, opening your eyes. For more professional hypnosis programs for better health and well-being, go to www.briantoderstore.com. That's BryanToderStore.com.